It's time again for the one show that takes a look at business from a different perspective, the coaching perspective, with Master Certified Business Coach, Doug Gefeller. Hey, Doug.
Hey, Paul. Good to be here in studio with you today. And welcome to today's episode of the Coaching Perspective. I'm your host, Doug Gefeller. I've been a Master Certified Coach by the International Coach Federation since 1999, and I've been coaching business owners, senior executives, and their teams for 20 years here in Southern California, all under the banner of the Coaching Perspective. If you'd like to know more about my coaching services, just go to the website, thecoachingperspective.com, or you can reach me the old-fashioned way, 714-726-8354. Maybe even more important than the 20 years of coaching executives is we're going on our sixth or seventh year here of radio shows live on octalkradio.net. And we've had some fantastic guests, some great topics, and today's going to be another one of those. I can just tell we're going to be off to a great start. Our guest for today is Justin McEntee. He's got a silent A between the M and the C. This is screwing me all up. But he's the VP of University Advancement for Vanguard University. Justin is a Christian business leader on campus and off. His academic achievements, professional accomplishments, and community engagements all speak to his commitment to living and working in accordance with his values. And they reflect the momentum, faith-based leadership he's gaining. Justin earned his undergraduate degree where? Vanguard University. His Vanguard University MBA, well, the guy never left the school, has helped propel him into other strategic nonprofit development roles in Orange County. As director of major gifts at Mission Hospital Foundation, Justin and his team spearheaded a landmark $500 million comprehensive fundraising campaign. Justin returned to Vanguard University as the Associate Vice President of Development and Campaign Management before assuming his current role as Vice President for University Advancement. His disciplined approach to forming strategic partnerships enabled him to lead a capital campaign supported by 350 donors who committed more than $7 million to remodel and expand the 50,000-square-foot Scott Academic Center on campus. Justin, welcome to the Coaching Perspective Radio Show.
Doug, thanks so much. It's a privilege to be here with you today.
You know, I'm really looking forward to this. I had the privilege, Justin invited me to attend a couple of breakfasts at Vanguard with the students, juniors and seniors, I believe it was both.
That's correct.
Okay, and it was a great thing. I got to observe you firsthand, Justin, in your networking and the alliances you've created, and I'll tell you, you are a force. I think you know everybody in Orange County, and everybody knows you, and you put them all at ease. So I knew I had to have them on the radio show here. So
thank you very much, Doug. I don't know that I know even close to everybody in Orange County, but if 6 degrees of separation is a rule, I'm sure we're all connected in one way or another here. So.
And you know, I'm sure it's going to come out as we get into your story, but one of the things that stunned me as I sat in those breakfasts and people went around the table and introduced themselves. People don't seem to leave Vanguard University. They go there, they meet their spouse, they get married. They go there, they get a degree, they get rehired. They go there. I mean, it is unbelievable in terms of the environment you've been able to create.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, it's great. Well, look, before we get to that, tell us about what you did prior to what you're doing now.
Sure. Well, right out of college, I spent, my first 5 years out of college working in sales and marketing, so primarily in the banking industry. I graduated from college right when ATM machines were coming out, which sounds strange to say at this stage of life, but it was a really unique opportunity to get some great experience in sales and marketing. Most people don't know, but when ATM machines first came out, the armored car industry was robbing the banks blind. So if you picture yourself being an armored car rep and you visit or stop by 20 ATM machines a day, and your job is to refill a cartridge on the inside of an ATM machine with $20 bills, and you stop at every ATM machine and maybe you take one, two, or three $20 bills off the top of every cartridge at every stop at every ATM machine every day, maybe 300 days a year, a lot of the banks were losing upwards of $100 million a year and more. And I had the privilege of working for a company that created a lock that went on the inside of ATM machines, and we literally eliminated internal theft over a five-year period of time.
When you said stealing them blind, I thought you meant their fees were high, but no, you mean real steal.
They were literally, not every armored car person is crooked, but the lack of accountability and security, and given the fact that ATM machines were brand new, it was ripe for opportunity for people who wanted to steal from them. And so I got firsthand experience in sales and marketing in that role, and ended up traveling the Western 14 states and really cut my teeth in sales. And, interestingly enough, it was at the end of a run of traveling 25 days a month traveling for this particular company. I'll never forget leaving one of our largest clients and getting one of the largest orders of that run for myself anyways. And I remember walking out of the account and going to check my voicemails on my cell phone, and my cell phone was disconnected. And I thought, huh, that's strange. My company must not have paid my bill. And so I drove back in. I was in San Francisco at the time, so I drove back into my hotel room in the city, went up to my room, logged into my email account, and my email was disconnected.
Uh-oh.
And I started to put two and two together, and I called my boss, who was based back in Raleigh, North Carolina, and I said, Dennis, were you supposed to call me this morning? And lo and behold, I had gotten laid off. They shut off my equipment before my boss had a chance to give me a call, and my boss got on a plane out of Raleigh, met me in San Francisco, turned in my laptop. They gave me my final check. Fortunately, they paid us handsomely because we did a great job for them. But it was that experience that really led me on a journey to exploring, probably at an earlier age than I should have been, about what's most important to me in my career and how I want to invest my time as a professional. And that process really led me into the nonprofit arena and wanting to make an impact into the things that I care about most. And what I ended up finding was this whole world of philanthropy and nonprofit work, the transferable skills from sales and marketing into fundraising and volunteer engagement, there was some incredible correlations there. And so I ended up coming back to Vanguard, my alma mater, to start in their alumni relations office. And I spent the next few years cutting my teeth in the nonprofit world, building, regional alumni groups and raising money for different campaigns. And then after about 5 years of doing that, that's where I was really given a unique opportunity to go to Mission Hospital and partake in a really large capital campaign.
Yeah, $500 million is really large.
Yeah, and really expand and build on my fundraising experience.
All based upon the fact that a company was so insensitive about the way in which they terminated you.
Well, hey, let's face it, when you work in business, all decisions are driven by the bottom line. And at the end of the day, we're here to make money for the shareholders, and that's business, And so at the end of the day in the nonprofit sector, what's really resonated deeply with me is at the end of the day, the shareholders at Vanguard are our students, and being able to raise money for scholarships and build new buildings and improve their experience, that's a great ROI as far as I'm concerned.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Yeah. I might take exception with all business has to be that cold-hearted. I don't think it needs to be. I think you may be right that it frequently is, but...
Sure. And I wouldn't say that everybody operates in that manner.
Yeah, I know.
But at the end of the day, that's what drives decisions.
Profits need to be made, yeah. Well, tell us a little bit about what you're doing now then. Gave everybody your title at Vanguard, but I tell you, frankly, I don't know what that means.
you're not alone.
University advancement.
You're not alone. Unless you work in the higher ed world, a lot of these titles, number one, I'm not a big title person, but we have to have them so that people know what we do. But at Vanguard, the Vice President of University Advancement, I oversee several different functions of the university. So it's everything from the marketing and communications and public relations for the university to all of the fundraising activities, raising money for all aspects of the university. We have a university foundation that houses our endowment. So I'm the president of the foundation, which has a board of directors. The alumni relations for the university reports up to me, strategic partnerships, and last but certainly not least, career services.
Which is how I ran into you.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
And that's just a piece of your job.
It is, but it's quite frankly become a very important piece of our work. You know, helping our students find jobs is probably one of the most important things we can do, other than, you know, obviously providing them a great academic experience and challenging them to think critically and become great writers and, you know, really at Vanguard, being a Christian university, really being able to develop and challenge their faith in whatever vocation that they end up choosing.
You know, you may have heard this, but there's, besides helping the students in their career selection, just having participated in that, it was a real treat to me to get firsthand exposure to those young students coming into the business world, because typically I run into them after they're already in their first job or their second job, or I'm reading about them in some magazine telling me how the next generation or the current generation doesn't have the right values or doesn't work or whatever it is. But to be able to sit with them and hear their questions and talk to them was just it was an eye-opener, and it was a great education. So you're serving the business community in addition to your students, too.
Well, I'd like to think that we can create space for mutually beneficial relationships.
You have done that.
You know, I think a lot of times when people volunteer for an organization, and especially in this capacity, coming in and thinking they're going to give some students advice on how to be successful in their careers or start their first job off well or whatever it might be, you go thinking you're going to give, and you walk away realizing you received a lot more than you gave. And
absolutely.
I know that's been my own experience, and having worked in this space now for over 12 years, I hear that all the time. Is, you know, you come in thinking you're going to really help, and we walked away more blessed as a result.
Wonderful. So, okay, so what I've taken away from that is this university advancement is really the sales and marketing department.
It is, yeah, quite frankly. Yeah, that ties into my experience
very well. But you've hit it very well.
Yeah, we you know, I essentially manage all the external relations and affairs for the university in one form or another. And I must say, it's not me doing that. I've got a great team of professionals. There's no way that any of this would happen without a good team, right? And you
absolutely
know that as an executive coach better than anyone. I do my best to recruit people that are smarter than me and with larger networks than me every day. And I feel if I can do that successfully, we'll be much better as a result.
I was in a meeting this morning and listened to the president of the company. He asked me to talk to his executive team, and he kicked off the meeting with the statement that we have a great team here. We have great individuals, really great talent, but nothing gets done anymore without teamwork. Nothing gets done without teamwork. Business is complicated. Nobody does it alone.
That's right.
So. Well, look, great. So we've got your background. We've got a little bit about what you're doing now. We have a question we've asked every guest about your guiding principle. What is it that keeps you true to your values? What's your guiding principle?
Boy, well, first and foremost, my faith in Jesus Christ is at the core of everything that I do. So, you know, I believe as a Christian that, you know, to serve our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is at the core. So, that actually takes a lot of pressure off me. I feel like God's given me a unique set of gifts and talents, and all I can do is show up at the beginning of every day and give my absolute best to Him and work for His glory in all that I do. And that really shapes all the decisions that I make, the way in which I lead the teams that I work with, the way that I create experiences for our volunteers to engage with the university all comes really from that. So that would be the faith perspective that I bring into the workforce. I would say, I grew up as an athlete. I was an athlete first from a very young age. I grew up playing football, basketball, and volleyball, and had a lot of really great coaches that helped shape my own leadership style, and a lot of my values came from what I learned on the athletic fields. And John Wooden, as a result, was a huge mentor. Even though I never met him, he mentored me by way of the Pyramid of Success and all the books that have been written by him and about him. And his definition of success resonated with me from a very young age. And I won't quote it verbatim, but essentially at the core of it is the peace of mind that comes from doing your very best. And so the way I've applied that is I'm a highly competitive person by nature from my athletic background, but I compete against myself more than I do anybody else. Yes. And when I show up every day and I only measure my effort against what I can do and doing my best, that's all I compete against is myself. And therefore, I don't have to look around and wonder what other people are doing or how hard they're working or how smart they are or what skills they have that I wish I had. Is all I can do is put my head down, focus on my priorities and work. One of my favorite quotes is, I work like it depends on me and I pray like it depends on Him. And as long as I can combine those two things, I'll be in good shape.
Well, you've set the bar high in terms of competition if you're constantly measuring yourself against your best.
Yeah, exactly.
It is. You know, I did have the chance. I went to a basketball game at UCLA many years ago and did have a chance to be introduced to Wooden. He was in the stands watching a game, and what a gentleman. I mean, I only spent a few minutes with him, but I walked away as impressed by him personally as I had been by the books I'd read about him. Yeah. So it was just amazing.
Yeah, he is definitely a worthy role model out there. His humility and his approachability and he lived very modestly for a man of such great success by even the world standards with his championships and his national credibility, I guess you could say.
Yeah, I mean, they was sitting there like everybody else on the bleachers, a couple rows up. You wouldn't have known who he was. No special favors.
That's right.
Just another guy watching a game.
That's right.
It was amazing. Before we get too far along, I want to do this at the end of the show, but I want to do it now also. How do people get a hold of you to find out more about Vanguard? Or how do they get a hold of Vanguard?
Sure. Yeah, well, the best way to find out more about Vanguard is to go to our website, which is www.vanguard.edu. So you can go there to learn more about us. That would be the best way to do it. You could always contact me via email. I'd be happy to connect with any of our listeners out there that would be interested in learning more about what we're doing. We'll certainly have some time as the show goes on to talk a little bit more about what we're doing to help our students succeed and things of that nature. But my email is Justin, J-U-S-T-I-N, McIntee@vanguard.edu. I'd love to hear from anybody that's interested in mentoring and engaging in the life and the success of our students here at Vanguard.
And I can just say from the communication you and I've had, you're very prompt in responding. So
thank you.
Can't say that about everybody I know, but
I do my best.
Yeah,
I'm sure there's a few people that don't agree with you, but I'll take the compliment anyways.
Okay, so let's get kind of into what we're talking about today. Your story matters. That's what you said you'd like to talk about. What do you mean by that? What are we talking about here?
Sure. Yeah. So that's our university tagline, is your story matters. So you'll see that on a lot of our print and digital materials. And I'll tell you what, that's one of the most sticky things that we have as we test a lot of the messages that we put out there. The data shows that that's resonated deeply with our constituencies. And really what that speaks to is when you're a Vanguard student, you're known in our community. It's very difficult to come and attend Vanguard and not be known. So our classroom sizes are notably small, and the students get to know their faculty. And on any given day, you could come into our cafeteria on campus and see faculty sitting at the lunch table with a group of students laughing, joking, or talking about their faith or more serious matters, or helping them with what they want to do in their life. And so we really believe at Vanguard that your story does matter. And we want to help every student on our campus fulfill their purpose and their mission for life, and equip them really for a Christ-centered life of leadership and service. And so that's been true through and through. So you had mentioned at the beginning of the show that I'm a Vanguard grad two times over. I definitely fit in the category of meeting my wife at Vanguard.
Oh, I didn't know
and,
that.
Oh yeah. So I fit all the, I do say often that I'm the Vanguard poster child, because I had a great experience at Vanguard, and I'll tell you that I felt like my story mattered as I came through Vanguard, and even as I've lived it out. So another aspect of your story matters is that if we truly believe at Vanguard that we're fulfilling our mission to equip students for this Christ-centered life of leadership and service, if we do that well and students are transformed in that way and they're prepared academically to go and thrive in whatever vocation that they want to, that their story will matter, and that they can be leaders and world changers in their industries. And we've seen that play itself out time and time and time again. You know, the president of our alumni association is a pretty well-known person here in Orange County. Her name is Nicole Sudom, and she's the CEO of Second Harvest Food Bank. Oh. And the Orange County Register has done an ad campaign around her recently. And when we talk about your story matters, you know, if you ask Nicole what her vision is for the Second Harvest Food Bank, it's to end hunger in Orange County.
Whoa.
And Nicole is the CEO of the organization that's pursuing the passion with passion, you know, ending hunger in Orange County, which you want to talk about your story mattering. You know, mattering. Is that a word? I don't think it is. Welcome to academics here. We truly believe that, and we see that play itself out with a lot of our alumni. And I feel personally, having been impacted, you know, when I was a student, I got to know the dean of the business school. He took me to lunch once a week for the 2 years that I was in the business program. He got to know me personally. Whoa. He helped me find my first job out of college and my second job out of college. And you know, was at my wedding, and to this day is a very dear friend of mine. And you know, I really can say that my story matters, as now, you know, I've spent the last 12 or 13 years in the nonprofit world trying to make an impact in higher education and healthcare. And I really believe that, you know, we graduate a lot of teachers who are going into the classrooms and really preparing the next generation of students, whether it be in preschool, elementary school, middle school, high school, college. We raise up a lot of pastors and missionaries, businessmen and women, and these folks are being equipped and trained with a different perspective to go out and make a difference in their communities.
Okay. We're going to take a commercial break, but when we come back, I want to talk to you about how you do this. I mean, you've told us about how important everybody's story is. Mm-hmm. You know, if you're bigger than 10 students and 10 faculty, I don't know how you do that. So I want to have you share that. But we'll take a quick commercial break first.
Sounds good.
Do you have a desire to be a part of a conscious community? I mean a community of people who get together with the purpose of strengthening their awareness muscles, deepening their relationships, and striving for the extraordinary? Check out how to get started at productivelearning.com. We are a unique self-development company, and we believe that we all have the innate ability to create and live the lives we truly want. But we also know that ability needs to be nurtured and developed. That's why we offer over 40 different workshops to our conscious community, workshops that intentionally stretch you beyond your comfort zone towards what you truly want. Our workshops are not ordinary. We take journeys across the world from exotic scuba diving trips to rich cultural getaways. And we offer amazing workshops right here in South Orange County. Join us and find out just how extraordinary life can be. Go to productivelearning.com today or call Lisa Reed at 949-234-0628. To see how you can be a part of our conscious community, that's productivelearning.com or 949-234-0628.
And now back to Doug and his guest.
And we're back, and we're talking today to Justin McKinty, who is Vice President for University Advancement. And he's been telling us about how much everybody in the school's story matters. And some of the examples you gave, I was having difficulty getting a clear picture of how big Vanguard is. I mean, and for many people, even where Vanguard is. So let's back up a second. Tell us a little bit about the school.
Sure, I'd be happy to. You know, we're definitely trying to change a narrative, if you will, out there. I can't tell you, I've been in Orange County my whole life. I was born and raised in Newport Beach, and I cannot tell you how many times I've talked to people, and when I tell them I work for Vanguard, they'd say, well, I've heard of Vanguard, but where is it again?
It's very common. I have people who invest in Vanguard. It's a fund,
yeah,
isn't it?
We get those calls too. If I had a dollar for every call we got for Vanguard Investments, I'd be a wealthy man. But, you know, we're located right across the street from the Orange County Fairgrounds, right off of Fair Drive and Newport Boulevard Drive. So if you're coming down the 55 South headed towards the beach, we'll be right there off of Fair Drive, and you can't miss us. So next time you drive that way, I hope you'll be able to look and see that that's where Vanguard is. But, you know, Vanguard has a rich history. We were actually founded in 1920 as a Bible school out of Pasadena. So we're coming up on our 100-year anniversary. And we actually moved to Costa Mesa in 1950. And we're the oldest four-year university here in Orange County, which most people don't know.
Another first, yeah.
You know, so we don't have a gigantic marketing budget like some of our competitors to be able to tell you who we are on billboards and radio and all of those things, but we are, like we like to say, one of the best-kept secrets in Orange County. And we don't want to be one of the best-kept secrets anymore. So we're a comprehensive university of the liberal arts and professional studies. And we offer bachelor's of arts and science degrees in over 30 majors and concentrations. You know, we've got about 2,180 students this semester. We're marching towards a goal of 2,700 by 2020, our 100-year anniversary. So that gives you a little bit of an idea of who we are.
What about upper degrees? Now, you got your MBA there.
Sure. Yeah, we have a number of graduate program, master's programs as well. So we've got a full scope of those, everything from a master's in religion to psychology and several other graduate programs as well. Once again, you can go and find all the information on the list of all of our degrees because there's a large number of them on www.vanguard.edu.
Man, it's gotten so bad. Even the guests on the radio show are telling me to just look it up on Google. You know,
I don't want to leave anybody out.
Of having this show.
Well, the problem is if once you start listing programs, somebody's going to hear it and say, "Why didn't you mention my program on the radio?"
I can see why you got where you are, Justin. You're political too. Spoken like a true PR man. Okay, so let's get back to your story matters. Great examples you gave us before the commercial break there, but how do you do that? How do you take an environment with over 2,000 students and make people feel like their individual story matters?
Well, I think it starts as a culture, right? So I think our culture of the faculty and staff, really, if you were to survey our faculty and staff, I think you'd find that the majority of folks have a calling to work at Vanguard. And that calling is centered around seeing our students succeed and helping our students. And so it's that heart and that posture really that comes from our staff and our faculty that creates that unique relationship that can occur between a faculty or a staff and a student. And so you'd hear, if you went on our campus and just randomly talked to a handful of students, you would hear how faculty or staff went out of their way to invest in the lives of our students. So I think it's at the core, it's a cultural thing that has just emerged. We're definitely intentional and strategic about helping and coming alongside of our students. And you've experienced one of the areas that we've been able to be strategic about coming along and helping our students, preparing our students to succeed in their careers and the workforce. And so if you don't mind, I'd love to just kind of expand upon that a little bit,
please.
Since I think for our listeners in thinking about where they might fit in the story might be, it might be helpful. So, you know, for the last 3 years, one of my biggest initiatives that I've been focused on is building volunteer leadership at the university. We only have limited staff, limited resources, and we've got over 2,100 students. So how could we possibly meet the needs of all of our students with a limited staff and faculty and budget? Well, from my perspective, the best way to do that is to engage volunteers, men and women who are passionate about helping students thrive, this next generation of leaders, to create spaces for them to engage with our students to help them succeed, whether it be through mentorship and things of that nature. So I've spent 3 years raising up different volunteer boards. We've built worked on growing our foundation board, our alumni board. You know, we've got several others, an athletic board. And as we've recruited volunteers for these boards that have specific objectives, at the core of all of their boards is they all want to be able to see students succeed and thrive, not only during their time at Vanguard, but once they graduate. And they want them to be able to find jobs, and not only find jobs, but do well in those jobs when they get them. And so that theme really emerged about 2.5 years ago. And so when I looked across campus, I saw that we had all of these different initiatives across campus that we were doing independently in silos. So we had a career mentorship program that was run out of our career services department. We had a discipleship program that was a semester-long program out of our student life area. We had mock interviews and resume writing workshops, and we had all of these different things that were happening, but they were all happening in silos, and each individual department was trying to find people that could come and help in those different areas. And it became very clear to me that we needed a comprehensive approach to mentorship, and out of that came this theme that we now call investing in student success. And so what we ended up doing was we empowered our boards to own this whole concept of investing in student success. The boards, quite frankly, got really excited about it, and they embraced and took ownership of the areas of resume writing, mock interviews, career mentorship, and then what you experienced or were a part of were the roundtable breakfasts. So once a month, we did these breakfasts where we had anywhere from 15 to 30 professionals from different industries come and connect with between 50 and 75 students on any given morning. And they were focused and geared specifically on how to prepare well for that first job, and giving our 18 18 to 22 year olds a good idea of what the workforce thinks of millennials and how to really be prepared when they start that first job. And what we found was our volunteer leaders love this idea, and we gave them the tools to engage their networks and leverage their networks to come and partner with us in these different areas. And so we went from these different programs only having a handful of people in them to a group of people that are out there engaging their friends to participate. And so we've been able to significantly expand our volunteer base of people to really come alongside our students. So when you tie it back to Your Story Matters, we now have even more people engaged in the lives of our students and helping them succeed in ways that our volunteers feel that they can really weigh in an area that they're either an expert in or have some good solid experience and can provide good advice. And we have begun, so this was our first year really of launching this whole initiative, and I'm so excited to see what the future holds. My vision for all of this is that every single one of our students would be paired with a mentor by the time that they graduate, and they'd have people in their lives that they could get input on an industry that they're considering going into, or you know, how to navigate through through whatever career it is that they want to go into. So we're really excited about it, and that really plays into the whole concept of Your Story Matters.
You don't dream small dreams, do you, Justin?
No, sir.
You know, as I'm listening to you talk about this, you're talking about it from your perspective in a university, or maybe even as a nonprofit perspective. But, you know, it is a common problem in all businesses today. I can't tell you how many times I've working with companies, and the issue is, how do we change the culture? How do we get people to feel like they're important, not just another cog or another job or another paycheck? And I think that what you've done in terms of finding ways for people to enroll in what they're interested in and help in what they're passionate about, rather than just what they're getting paid for, is the key to it.
Yes, it sure is.
You know, I've always sort of envied nonprofits, because people involved in nonprofits are passionate about the cause.
You know, you have to be.
Yeah, they've got the vision just clear as a bell, and they know what they want to achieve. And in business, the cause is so often lost. We aren't able to communicate it. We produce shoes. Is that the cause? I mean, what is it more money in the shareholders' pockets?
Right.
And it's more than that, but companies are struggling to communicate that to their own staff, to their clients, and to their surrounding community for alliances. And you seem to have done a beautiful job of that.
Well, thank you. There's always more work to be done, and I feel like we're literally just scratching the surface. But I'll tell you, you know, you talk about connecting that passion and being passionate, and it really comes from spending time with your customers.
Okay.
When you're delivering a product, and you get to sit with some of your customers, that inspires me more than anything. So spending time with our students and hearing their vision and their dreams for their future, and it just inside me fires me up. I want to do whatever I can to help them pursue their dreams and accomplish their dreams. And you know, at Vanguard, we're able to do that on an individual basis in a lot of cases. You know, that's not true for every single student at Vanguard, but I would say there's a lot of times where we're able to help students. I was telling you before we went on the air about one of our students that got accepted to Stanford University, and he actually chose to come to Vanguard instead of go to Stanford for his undergraduate education, which most of us would think you're crazy, right? And he, you know, he is a Christian and wanted to go to a small private Christian university. And by coming to Vanguard, you know, he got to know the business faculty personally. I know several of these business faculty that really invested in him. Once they knew what he had given up to come to Vanguard, they felt a sense of responsibility to make sure that this particular student had a great experience and was equipped to be successful. And so this student has participated in our roundtable breakfast, our career mentorship programs. We were able to pair him with the chair of our foundation board and a member of our board of trustees, who is the founder of an investment firm here in Orange County. He did an internship where he got to spend time with the CEO of the firm. He's getting ready to graduate here in a few weeks from Vanguard, and he was offered two jobs right out of graduation, one with a Vanguard alum who was the chair of the foundation board that had been mentoring him and gave him an internship at his company, and then another large investment firm. And by and large, you know, he chose to work with the Vanguard alum and go to work for a small investment boutique here in Orange County. And he is going to be given a great opportunity to make an impact in a business here locally. And so I think that's just a great story of how personalized the experience can be, and how we're, you know, if that doesn't get you fired up to engage in the life
I'm ready to go.
I don't know what does, you know.
Well, you know, it's a success story not just for the student, but it's also a success story for the businessman who made the effort to be a mentor, who took the risk, which, you know, those of us who've had interns, it's always unknown territory, and look how it turned out for him.
Yep.
You know, it's tough to compete in hiring today against some of the large firms, big name firms.
That's exactly
how do you do
right.
that? Well, you do it through having already developed a personal relationship, which seems to be what you're specializing in.
Yeah, exactly.
Any other fascinating stories to tell us?
Oh, goodness gracious. Let's see.
I don't want to put you on the spot.
No, but I mean, yeah, it's a matter of how do I pick one? There's a lot of great stories. We have one of our basketball players, you know, I think I had started by sharing about my background as an athlete, and I did play basketball at Vanguard. So obviously I'm drawn to the athletic program, and I spend a lot of time with our athletes. And we have a basketball player who's graduating this year with a degree in business. And he's another one who, you know, really took advantage of all that these programs had to offer. So he came to the roundtable breakfast. He got to know some of our board members. The board members took a liking to him because of his ambition and his desire to succeed and being proactive, which is what we all look for in employees.
Yep.
And we all, you know, you can't help but be drawn to an ambitious young person who follows through and does what they say that they're going to do. And that's exactly what this student in particular did. And he also got set up with an internship through our roundtable breakfasts. One of the professionals that came to those, they connected and during that time, and he ended up getting an internship and potentially a job offer here. He's also getting ready to graduate in a few weeks. But it's so neat to see those things happen as a result of this infrastructure that we're building. And, you know, it's interesting. We recently hired a company to do some market research for us around student outcomes, how students view Vanguard and what we're doing. And this is, we found this to be true across the board in higher ed, but when prospective students, meaning high school seniors, what they mean by academic excellence these days is what type of job they can get, how much money they're going to make, right? And for an educator, that turns what we know on its head, right? Because we want to think of our professors and where they got their degrees and the quality of the curriculum in the classroom. And don't get me wrong, all of that is leads with what we do, and it has to be excellent. But the customer is telling us that career placement is what they consider academic excellence. So when we surveyed with questions around academic excellence, that's what emerged, which is just fascinating data when we look at our business model and what we're doing. We really need to be equipped to help our students find jobs and succeed in them. And I'll tell you, for liberal arts, for the universities that operate in that space, we haven't always had our business strategies focused on that in particular.
Well, you know, it's kind of interesting. I mean, what I'm taking from that is that the universities, generally speaking, are thinking that they're selling an education.
We certainly are, so don't get me wrong.
Okay,
but
I'm not saying you aren't. But you think that's your lead. That's your lead feature. Mm-hmm. And the prospective student, the high school student looking at the university, is looking to buy a job offer.
Well, let's face it, right? The national conversation is a college degree worth it compared to the cost, right? I mean,
yes.
The cost of higher education is higher than it's ever been. And so if you think about that, the mindset, I would say, today is different than maybe it was 15 or 20 years ago. Because if I'm going to be incurring a certain amount of debt, I need to be able to pay that debt off and service that debt out of college. And so if I incur this debt and don't get a job right out of college, then you're going to be asking yourself some real serious questions about whether or not that was worth it.
Well, look at the information that the students are being bombarded with. There's stories of entrepreneurs not going to school, dropping out of school, making a fortune with zero money.
That's right.
Working out of their garage. I mean, we all are listening to those success stories. We don't hear about the failure rates in those, but we hear about the success stories. So, and with technology today, what do you really need? I mean, they're pretty much technically adept before they ever get into college.
That's true.
Much more adept than I am, probably. Mm-hmm. And I'm struggling to stay up. You're right. They're looking at the ROI. Is this going to give me something for the investment I'm going to put into it?
Exactly. Yeah, it's forced us to take a good hard look at our strategies and our ability to deliver on our students finding jobs, and that area reports to me. And believe me, I carry a lot of weight with me in regards to that. So we're very motivated to build the infrastructure of this whole concept of investing in student success. And we are looking to engage as many professionals from different industries who have an interest in helping that next generation succeed, to engage those folks at Vanguard really in a two-way dialogue. You know, we need to hear from employers in Orange County what qualities they're looking for in this next generation of employees, and we need to take that information and make sure that we're able to deliver on what they're looking for. And then our students, we need to be able to prepare them. So we need them to engage with our students so that they can be equipped. And so that's really the call to action that we're uniquely focused on, is leveraging our networks, sharing the story about who Vanguard is, what makes us unique, and inviting people into our story and investing in the lives of our students.
Well, we've got a good segment of our audience that's in the HR field, and so I encourage them to contact you. If they don't want to talk personally, hey, you people, drop Justin an email and tell him some of your experiences in the interviewing process and bringing new people into the work, first-time workers into the workforce. What do you think the university should be doing different?
That would be really helpful.
You know, and by the way, while you're telling them that, how would you like to get involved and how can you help? If you don't like the way things are going,
that's exactly right.
Put some time into it.
Here's
a venue that's willing to listen to you and take some of your input and put you to work changing the system. So as you look forward to 2020, the 100-year anniversary, what's the biggest challenge for Vanguard and for you personally and your job?
Boy, the biggest challenge. There's lots of challenges. Let's face it. You know, the landscape of higher ed is changing every day. So I would say, you know, we are in a highly competitive environment. You know, here in Orange County, there's no shortage of great universities to choose from. And so our biggest challenge is in the liberal arts space, differentiating ourselves from our competitors and being able to clearly articulate that. That's something that we're working very hard at. And I would say that career placement is a big way in which we're trying to do that and building the infrastructure to do so. I would say that we're currently going through a master planning process. We've got 38 acres here at Vanguard, and we want to make sure that we put those 38 acres to the best use possible to help us meet our objectives. And so we expect to submit a new master plan to our board in October, and that will drive our fundraising strategic priorities moving forward. So by 2020, we expect to be in our next capital campaign for the next building that's going to be critical to helping us hit that enrollment goal of 2,700 by 2020, and you know, really focusing in on that. So I would say that those are some of the biggest challenges that we face.
And you know, you say your challenge is communicating how you are different. Mm-hmm. I would say, from having met your students and walked your campus and mm-hmm. talked to your faculty and your supporters, you are different, and you are different in a very fascinating, very invigorating kind of way. But the challenge, I agree with you, is how do you communicate that?
Yeah,
making it up. That's good news.
And I don't know that it's difficult to find our value proposition. The challenge is, how do you get that out with limited resources? Yeah. And that's where recruiting the volunteer army becomes so important.
Well, that's what we're here for, internet radio. So look, as we get ready to wrap up here, anything you wanted to say or share with our audience that you didn't get out, or that you want to go back over quickly here?
You know, I feel like I've done a pretty comprehensive approach to what we want to say. I think, you know, tying in that whole concept of your story matters, I think as we bring our time to a close, that I think that's been a great tagline. It's been true to who we are at Vanguard. We really want to graduate our students with the belief that their story matters. And I would say to all of your listeners that tagline, your story matters, isn't just for Vanguard alumni. Right. So as you're listening to this show, I hope that you could take a good look at yourself and believe that your story matters as well, whether you're in a job that you love or a job that you hate, or whether you feel like you're in a time where you need a change. I think having that deep-seated belief that your story matters and that you've been equipped with a unique set of skills and abilities to take that to the world, that I think that's a great message, not just for our students, but for everybody.
Wonderful. So before we wrap up, Justin, once more, how do people get a hold of you and Vanguard to find out more, donate their time, donate their money, donate their children, whatever you're looking for here?
So once again, my name is Justin McEntee, and I have the privilege of serving as Vice President for University Advancement at Vanguard University. You can reach me at my email address, which is Justin, J-U-S-T-I-N, dot McEntee, M-C-I-N-T-E-E, at vanguard.edu. You can always go to our website at www.vanguard.edu.
Justin, thank you very much for being on the show today, for sharing your personal story with us, and also the Vanguard story. And welcome to the Coaching Perspective Radio community.
Thanks for the opportunity, Doug. It's been a pleasure.
Great. Have a great evening. Well, look, if you're listening to our podcast, then thank you for visiting our website, thecoachingperspective.com, and be sure to check out our archives for other shows with great guests. And speaking of guests, if you'd like to be on the show, we're always looking for coaches, CEOs, HR professionals, hey, maybe even some students from Vanguard. just send me an email, doug@thecoachingperspective.com, and we'll talk about you being on the show. Well, this is Doug Gefeller. I hope that you've enjoyed the show today, that the discussion has provided you with new ideas and information that you can put to use immediately to identify and achieve your goals. Have a great evening.
You've been listening to the one show that takes a look at business from a different perspective, The Coaching Perspective, with Master Certified Business Coach, Doug Gefeller.